Well, Louis Armstrong and Charlie Parker, Dizzy Gillespie, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, but in guitar specifically, well, some of the modern guys, Tal Farlow is a guy that I really love, and then Johnny Smith is another guy that really just is fantastic. I still listen to it like crazy, and then going back a little earlier, Charlie Christian, one of the first guys to play electric guitar. Django Reinhardt, who is a gypsy guitarist and one of the few non-American players to influence the jazz idiom, is great. And then even before that, Eddie Lang.
Is there anything particular that you'd like to play on your guitar?
This is a song by Django Reinhardt, one of my influences that I mentioned earlier. I guess he was back in the 30s and the 40s, and he was influenced by Eddie Lang and Joe Venuti and also Louis Armstrong, Duke Ellington. And anyway, all guitarists seem to listen to him in amazement at some time or another.
Has jazz changed over the years to you?
It's changed harmonically in what's acceptable choice of notes to play. Like very early jazz is maybe blues oriented and very soft and maybe didn't even have drums in it. And it just had a certain harmonic language. And then through the years, as it progressed and people tried new things, just the choice of notes and choice of rhythms just became enlarged, and people heard it and they thought that was a pretty good idea, so they integrated it into their own playing. Tend to do is like look for the roots of music, and if I find somebody that I like, and then I try and understand what influenced them to become what they were. People listen to the early jazz like Sidney Bechet or King Oliver or something, and it just sounds like a lot of people say it sounds like cartoon music. Because it was used as the background of cartoon, and they can't remember that at one time that was the cutting edge.